Good afternoon, Muskegon. It's September 4th, 2026. Welcome to Community Focus, your show for news, information, and more. Hi, my name is Gregory Robertson. To my far right,
I am Melvin C. Burns II.
How you doing, Muskegon? Just want to let you know we are here. It's a show that tears down, breaks the mirrors, get rid of the smoke. Grab a stick if we have to, to bring information to you about what's happening in the community. If you'd like to sponsor the show, please call area code 231-727. That's for Janae, Big Rob, PA, Mian, and they will get you connected. Sir, how's the weather looking, sir?
Well, the rain has stopped for today. We had a low of 70, a high of 82. Still expected to be a bit cloudy tomorrow. The rain will happen early in the morning. Low 67, high of 79. On Sunday, the sun returns. Low of 59, high of 78. Monday expected to be partly cloudy. Low 60, high of 78. On Tuesday, 80% chance of rain. Low 63, high 79. More rain expected on Wednesday. Low 71, high 82. And the sun partially returns on Thursday, with a low of 62 and a high of 71.
Before we go into your top five, I have to say this. Go Blue!
Are you ready?
Hell! Football season, baby. Let's go!
Yes, sir.
What's your top five, sir?
Well, you know, I love the beginning of the month. So we have these national months. So national months for September. We have number one is National Hispanic Heritage Month, which actually goes from the 15th to the 15th of October. I had to lump some under this category. National Self-Care Awareness Month is September. That includes blood cancer awareness, suicide prevention, National Recovery Month, sickle cell awareness, Healthy Aging Month, and Prostate Health Month.
Please, all right? Especially men.
Number three, it is National Courtesy Month. We could all stand some courtesy and politeness, couldn't we?
Can you say that again so everybody maybe hear that?
September is National Courtesy Month. Practice your manners. Practice being polite and kind to people.
And teach your kids to do the same.
Yeah. Yes. Number four, September is National Piano Month, and I lump together with it Classical Music Month. All right. And you might like a mashed, baked, French fried, roasted, in a salad, hashed, scalloped, in soup, twice baked, or as wedges. But number five, September is National Potato Month.
All right. Just to hit back on the piano month, just to let you know is that it's never too late if you want to learn an instrument, is to pick up an instrument. I'm doing that.
Are you?
Yeah. Just watching the YouTube videos and learning. And then my next one after this instrument is piano.
Well, you're
never
brave.
Too late.
That's pretty brave. You leave the percussions alone.
Well, I'm going to continue to do that, but I'm working on bass right now. And then, but it's never too late. That's the point. We have a guest today, very special guest, first timer.
Yes, please join me in welcoming to the program, Sean Huff. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, Sean, first time here. Tell people a little bit about yourself and your background.
Yeah, excited to be here. Native, Muskegonite, Muskegontown all day.
All right.
I see you got the Big Reds on the wall.
definitely
proud Big Red. Then you know, you got me ready to go.
Okay.
To go Blue. I'm ready to go. But hey, honored. I like I said, born and raised here, living in California now. I'm honored to get to serve our community in a couple of different ways. In one capacity, I am the Director of Organizing and Partnerships for our statewide organization, Californians for Safety and Justice. Okay. I get to serve in another capacity as the administrator for a workforce development program. So I oversee all of our reentry and workforce development programs. Mm-hmm. And then I get to serve in another capacity as the associate pastor of Crossroads United Methodist Church in Compton.
Okay.
I think my greatest joy is that of husband, father, grandfather, and big brother.
This man wear a lot of hats. And I have to say it, yeah, go Be Reds, Go Muskegon Heights.
All right. So you got to say it.
The disclaimer has been made out there.
Make sure you get both in there now.
Yeah, get both in there.
Absolutely. I'll let y'all say it.
Yeah. So, you obviously have a background in community service, both work and personally. Tell us, what brings you to Muskegon this weekend?
So we are here to honor Eric. We called him Silk's Saint.
Okay.
So Eric is one of my very best friends who passed away unexpectedly from diabetes complications last year. And so we're coming up on, actually the third was the 1 year anniversary. And so we just want to celebrate Eric's life. We don't want to leave his memory caught up in sadness. We're going to come together and celebrate and party and just make sure that we're honoring the life that he lived.
Mm-hmm. Now, how old was your best friend?
Eric was 51 when he passed.
Okay.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about him and about his life.
Man, listen, Eric was amazing. So he a football star in his own right. You know, like most of us in Muskegon, we start back at Port City, work our way all the way through. Yeah. So, you know, amazing running back and fullback. So he wore number 8. And so we're starting a tradition to honor the number 8 player for the Big Reds as part. Okay. But Eric was just, hey, man, he's a guy who loved his family.
Nice.
He was a guy who loved his faith, and he was a guy who loved football. He was a guy who was, if he was your friend, he was your friend. Mm-hmm. He was the type of person you could call stuck wherever, right? I'm in Detroit. I need you to come. He was going to be on the way. He was going to give you an earful, but he was going to be on the way. He was a guy, you know, he was proud to be a part of the neighborhood, you know, the housing, association. And so he's just a real down-to-earth guy who would give his heart and his all to people.
Now, you said diabetes was his problem.
Yeah, diabetes complication. He had diabetes, and he was having to do the dialysis, and, that succumbed to that, yeah.
Okay. Now, how important is it for us, especially men, to take care of our health before we have to get into those particular situations?
It is so important, right? And we overlook it. I think, you know, Eric, we used to get on him, you know, it was a crew of us, you know, who the two of Brian Brown and Carl Galladay are, we were the four amigos, you know, they come together. And we would get on them about those energy drinks. You know, Eric, later in life, he would drive trucks. You know, he owned his own rig, and he would be on them energy drinks. Mm-hmm. And so it's the little things that we don't think about until we get to our late 40s to our early 50s, and now we're faced with the health crisis that we could have taken care of had we been a little more wise and a little more diligent in how we take care of ourselves. Yeah.
That's amazing, because my nephew, same thing, trucking,
with
those energy drinks and all that kind of stuff.
Same thing. And we got to, you know, I won't tell nobody what to do, but at least figure out a balance for it. I personally don't like them, but that's what you do. Figure out a balance, and then how am I staying on top of my health? It for us, as men in general, but as black men especially, that there's so many categories that we're leading as it relates to negatively impacted by health statistics. And so for us to stay on top of it is extremely important.
Okay. So tell us about the event, when it'll take place and what will be happening.
So the event will be tomorrow, September 5th. Mm-hmm. We're going to be at C.J. Reese Park, and it'll be from 2 to 5 p.m.
Okay.
So we're excited. We got a DJ coming out. We're going to have some light food. We're going to have a grill going.
All right.
We just want to celebrate and party and remember him.
Okay.
And so we invite all that want to come down. We will be joined by the first recipient of our first Eric Sane scholarship stipend.
Awesome.
So he'll be joining us, a young man who's attending Muskegon High School right now. He's a member of the football team. Mm-hmm. And so we are honored, a great young man. I've had a chance to sit and talk with him.
Okay.
So really excited that he'll be joining us as well and get to see and learn about the man whose legacy that he'll be a part of now. And we're hoping that many more young men and young women will get a chance to have their lives impacted by Eric's legacy as well.
You talked about having a group of friends and that you were the amigos and stuff like that. And you guys got on each other and talked about.
Yeah.
How important is that? Because I have a bunch of guys that did the same thing.
Yep.
One guy ends up with prostate cancer.
Yeah.
and tells the rest of us go get checked.
Yeah.
And all of us went and got checked.
Yeah.
Another brother we found out, but we all went and got checked and found out who did, who didn't.
Yeah.
Talk about how important that is.
That is extremely important, right? Whether you call them accountability groups, whether you call them accountability partners, whether, you know, it's just your friends. It's, you know, you started off saying, you know, I, by the grace of God, I get to serve in many capacities, right? Mm-hmm. And many different titles. But these group of guys can call me right now and be like, hey, did you go get that, you know, thing checked out? Did you? And I'm going to stand up and I'm going to listen, because that's the level of respect that we have. And it's extremely important to have someone that you trust enough, right? And that cares enough about you that will tell you, hey, here's where this is, and you will listen. Right.
The truth.
The truth that will tell you the truth and won't sugarcoat it. And you know it's in love. And if you're not hearing it on the phone, they're going to get in the car and come say it to your face, because you know they love you enough to tell you the truth. And it, and it's not important just to have that group. It's important enough to be willing to listen to that group.
That's good.
It doesn't mean I got to agree. We might go back and forth, but your point is valid enough that I'm not going to dismiss it.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
And it's important you say that. You know, can people always say, you know, they talk about black men, how we don't communicate. But, you know, we have these small groups of friends, you know, where, you know, we can do that and share that.
Yes.
Talk about how important it is, you know, that, you know, because we joke about, like, my friends, how we've elevated from sports to what blood pressure medication you take. A friend of mine was telling me a hilarious story about his first prostate exam. You know, he had me in tears talking about it, but it was what and what the story is going to share with everybody.
Exactly.
But talk about how important those groups are like that.
Those groups are extremely important because we carry things. I carry things. You know, as men, we carry things. Mm-hmm. And if we don't have that group where we can let it out, I can talk to my wife about anything. But the way that I've approached the conversation may be differently. The way that I can talk to you, I can talk to you about the prostate exam, right? Without worrying about, hey, listen, man, you know what I mean? I don't know if I'm going, but you know, we can have that conversation.
Yes, we all been there.
And they say we don't communicate, but we do.
Yes.
The thing
yes.
about it is, do we know one another's language?
Yes.
You know, as black men, there is a level of communication that we can, the three of us can just have probably right now, you know, maybe even without saying words, but we can pick up on an anxiety. We can pick up, you know, if you start looking behind me, I'm going to turn around and see what's going on. I feel like you're giving me a signal. Watch your back. Right? So we do communicate.
Yes.
Oftentimes people miss it because they don't speak the language. But as black men, when we understand what we're carrying, when we understand, hey, you got a what exam? Yeah, I know how they feel. You know, we can, we do that. And so to have that group that you can share that with, to have that group where I can be vulnerable with, because so many things, so many times we're told that we have to be so strong. You know, I
don't cry, put some dirt on it.
Put some dirt on it. And the thing about it, you know, we're just sharing, we're going through some stuff out there in California, and I, you know, I've been reading this amazing book, and what I'm taking from the book is God gives us the strength to endure.
Okay.
All right.
But he also gives us the grace to heal.
Come on.
Okay.
And then many times, I can speak for me, I move so much in that strength to endure that I never stop to step into that grace to heal.
Okay, that's good.
And so I'm carrying these wounds. I'm carrying, and I got this strength. I keep going. So if you see me, you see me moving in strength.
Yes. Right.
So it don't even look like I'm carrying nothing.
Yes.
I haven't healed a thing. Yes. I'm just walking in that strength that God has given me to endure for this season.
Okay.
But at what point do I stop and walk in and enter into that to heal?
Yes.
Now, that group of friends, they know what I'm going through because I talk to them.
Yes.
So they can be like, don't take another thing. You and your wife go, you need to sit down for a minute because you've been walking in a lot right now. Like it, having that group that I can communicate with, who can understand and won't expect me to be strong, but will allow me that space to say, I need to back up and get into this grace to heal.
Gotcha.
People don't understand that having that group of people that you can rely on, they also see your blind spots.
Yes. Absolutely. What I don't see, what I refuse to see, what I don't want to see, that there's lived experience there. There's a different vantage point or viewpoints that they may take that I may have even forgotten. So as now I'm listening, I got all of these other wisdoms. And it's not just the friends, it's your elders. Right, I can call my uncles and you know, be real and say, hey, I can, you know, I got one of the, you know, in my the world's greatest father-in-law, and he liked to call him father-in-law, you know, who I can call with anything and sit down. To have that somebody who might can give me a different perspective, who may can see that blind spot that I just don't see it or refuse to see it.
That's good.
Awesome. Yeah. So, you know, the event you're having tomorrow, you know, it's a picnic, a good time, but you want to give away scholarships. Talk about that. And, you know, we were talking earlier about you want to be a little more than just a get-together celebration.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we were talking, had a great conversation. We good at the T-shirts. We'll go get the t-shirts in a minute, but after a while the t-shirts, whether it ends up in the bottom drawer hanging in the closet or faded with the other
200 t-shirts,
yeah, 200 t
part of a shrine or something, you know. But really, for me, like, when I honor you, when your life meant something that goes on beyond you.
Okay. There you go.
Right, that like your life continues, your legacy continues. Mm-hmm. When you really impact, your legacy continues. Mm-hmm. Eric was the type of person who, he was too big to just have his legacy in on the day that he was, you know, put in the ground.
Okay.
Eric's legacy will continue, and we are here to make sure. And so in addition to celebrating, allowing space for a few tears, but really having a good time, we want to make sure that Eric's legacy continues. And so a couple of ways that we're doing that is we initially will always honor the number 8, the football player that wears the number 8.
Now,
this year, we went a different route. We had met an amazing young man that we just said, you know what, you are going to be this recipient. And it's not a large thing. It's something we just want to bless him with and be a part of his journey. But then at the end of the school year, what we will do is look at the scholar athlete. Eric was a scholar athlete. He wasn't just an athlete. He had scholarship offers and qualified academically for every offer that he received across the state. So we want to look at that scholar athlete and make sure we have something there that you know, our goal is to outfit the dorm room.
That's good.
So microwave, you know, mini fridge, blankets and sheets, and just come in and make sure, take that off of him, her, or the family, you know, that we can just honor those.
Let's take a second and talk a little bit about that, because the thing is, our business, we did the same thing.
We did
that for several years while we were in business. We sponsored a player. Talk about letting that legacy go forward, and that you too can sponsor a player. It doesn't have to be a foundation or something. You too can sponsor a player or a team.
Or a team. And it could be as large or as small as you want, because anything matters. And I think the biggest thing is letting the individual know that, hey, there's a team behind you that cares about you, that has your back, right? That we are a community that's going to be there to hold you up and to push you forward, right? So now we got some, you know, expectations is too strong, right? But no, we accountability, how them grades looking, right? Not getting your business, but how you doing?
Yeah. Right.
And I think, you know, one of the things as, you know, as men, we whether we carry our father's name, whether it's the legacy of a grandfather, our family name means something, right? And to really get back, no, this name means something. This, what you're a part, this unity that you're a part, this legacy, that Eric Silk's same memorial legacy means something. He stood for something, we stood for something, and we're going to support you as you stand for something. And so it's not just here's a refrigerator from your dorm room. It's saying we believe in you,
right?
And to whatever degree that we can, we're investing in what we see in you, because we want you to know how great you can be. Now, whether that's, you know, $5 or $5 million, it's going to be the best that it can be, because we expect the best from those young people.
That's good. We were not talking earlier that we, every week, like last week, we had somebody doing an event. You're doing an event this week.
Yeah.
How important that eventually that we come together and realize, instead of buying another set of balloons, buying another set of shirts, that we are going to take what the real message is and get together. We have to do event every week. But we're not gonna let those phone calls die to the family.
Exactly. That's extremely important, right? That not only do we keep events going, but that at the same point, whether we do them together, mm-hmm. one thing we won't do is do them against one another. Right? So if you can't make my event at 2, here's something that's happening at 5. I yes. might not even know them, mm-hmm. but I know it's a worthy cause. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or here's something that's happening. And then we bring it together because it's outstretched arms. Mm-hmm. Right? And as we stretch these arms out to wrap them around the families who may have lost someone, our young men and women who are just looking for someone, mm-hmm. An additional someone to believe in them, it's important that they always get to see, no matter what, something's happening in yes. my community around unity.
Yes.
Right, right. Something's happening that's about us, that involves me, that I can see me, I can get involved in. It's one overall message,
mm-hmm.
right? Or it's individual things where we're not backbiting one another. We're not talking about, we're not fighting mm-hmm. for money or
Come
dollars
on.
Or your donations. We are invested in our community and the people that we love. Mm-hmm. But so what you see is the main thing is love for one another.
Yes.
As a man of God, it's letting mm-hmm. my light shine, the light of Christ that's in me, mm-hmm. letting mm-hmm. that shine
yeah,
so that people, as the word says, may see it and give God yes. glory.
Yes.
Right? And so whatever that may look like to the best that I can do.
Brings our village back together.
Brings
that's
our
right.
village
that's
back
right.
together.
Yeah.
And it keeps us having to be a monolith. Love can be the theme,
yes.
and then love has many different expressions.
Yes.
And you can express it
mm-hmm.
how you expressed it with my full participation and support, and I can do my part over here.
Mm-hmm. Give some recognition, shout-outs to some other people who are helping put this event on.
You know what? So big shout-out to the big brothers, Bryant Brown.
Okay.
Big shout out to Carl. Community knows him as Carl Space Galladay.
Okay.
We got Dietrich Martin. We got Jamal Johnson. These are gentlemen who are all just a part. Our DJ Kenneth Crawford. You
okay.
know, mm-hmm. Got a shout out my family who's been holding it down for me on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
My sister Joy, my Aunt Portia, and most importantly my wife who's at home right now ordering stuff. You know, and getting it ready, getting the decorations ready for tomorrow. But just a shout out to the community that's receptive. You know, we
yes.
put this out on Facebook, and the number of shares and the
awesome.
Things that we got really made our heart feel good to see how the community is coming together for Eric.
Sir, do me a favor.
Yes.
Speak to the camera.
Yes, sir.
And talk to people about taking the time to take care of their health.
Yes. Listen, we only get one life. And so I would say, please take the time to take care of you. You know, we had this poster at that church that says, no time for your health today will equal no health for your time tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get to a place in life where God has blessed me, but I can't even take advantage of it because I can't walk up a flight of steps.
Wow.
Or, you know, I get an opportunity to live life to the fullest, but I got a breathing problem or something that I could have taken care of. So we want to encourage everybody, do what you can. If it's walking up and down your steps two or three times, if it's walking around your block two or three times, if it's doing a push-up or curling the milk carton, you know.
Come on out.
Whatever
Come on out.
You can do, sitting on a couch, you know, doing leg raises, whatever
mm-hmm.
we can do to make sure. You know, nobody knows the day nor the hour, but I know
yes.
I'm going to try my best not to make it come faster because I'm not making responsible decisions.
Yeah.
So, you know, for me, I ain't always the best at it, and if I stand up and you look at this belly, you can tell. What can I cut back on a little bit? You know what
yes,
I mean? If it's
yes.
just, give me half the apple fritter. You know? Whatever it may be, to be serious, because
yes.
God uses people.
Yes.
And the most important thing is, am I available? My yes, can my body carry through the yes that
mm-hmm.
my mind wants to say if God
yes.
were to call me? So if I'm a vessel that he's going to use, I want to keep my vessel together so that he can use it to his glory and I don't have to worry about it breaking down.
So you just brought up some very important, us men of God and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
is that God uses people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Therefore, if he traveled with the doctor, then
yeah.
you travel with Luke,
yeah.
but he uses people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he uses doctors and nurses.
Yeah.
And two times,
yeah.
too many times, the church will say, eliminate the doctor,
yeah.
just rely on prayers.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. That is, you know, so as a pastor, so first of all, one of the things that we've been doing that, you know, I'm thankful that we get to lead is making sure that our pastors and our churches across the state, so I'm leading
mm-hmm.
a faith-based work.
Yes.
To connect our faith community to community resources.
Yes.
So that means that if you come in, I don't have to be your marriage therapist or counselor.
Right.
Here's a marriage and family
right.
therapist. I don't have to be your mental
yes.
health. Here's a faith-based,
yes.
you know, mm-hmm. culturally sensitive counselor he can use. Now, I don't have to pray for that. You need to go to the doctor.
That's yeah.
That I ain't saying he won't, but I'm saying, he, you know, he can do it after that. He blessed that doctor and
yes.
nurse as well.
Mm-hmm.
Too often, we have to use the community trust that we have, to be honest.
Yes.
Okay.
That's not something for me to pray about. That's mm-hmm. You need to go to the emergency.
Yes.
I'm going to pray on your way.
Yes.
Right? But it's
yeah.
not going to stay. And so it's okay for us as men of faith to say, mm-hmm. yeah, that I'm
yes.
going to pray.
Yes.
And I believe, just as, you know, the Bible, go dip seven times.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Go show yourself to
mm-hmm.
the priest. There's so many ways that we see
mm-hmm.
in the Bible
mm-hmm.
that there was something more prescriptive than just arise and walk. And
yes.
so
if
I never know, if
mm-hmm.
my prescription is go see the doctor, am I going to have faith to go see the doctor? Or am I going to say, why would he tell me to go see them? Why wouldn't he do it himself? Right. But no,
yes.
I'm going to go see that doctor because
yes.
God has blessed them as well.
Oh, yeah.
And so what we're hoping is that, one, our community is more comfortable going to the doctors, and that as faith leaders, we build that Rolodex. So now
mm-hmm.
it's not for me just to give you three scriptures and tell you to go home. But it's like, no, hey, I trust them. I've met with them. I've sat with them. I've given,
mm-hmm.
you know, here's someone you can talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Here's a therapist you can talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a physician you can go see.
Right. It has to be more than you preach that on
yes.
Sunday
yes.
and
yes.
see you next Sunday.
Yeah.
So give us the event again, because we're, man, time
absolutely.
Is flu.
Absolutely, absolutely. So it's the Eric Sip Sains Memorial Celebration. We'll be at C.J. Reese Park tomorrow, September 5th from 2 to 5 p.m. It's a celebration. It's about remembering. It's about laughing. It's about the love that Eric represents and us coming together to ensure that his legacy continues.
And lastly, give that word to people that really need to listen about their health.
Your health, our health is important. Whether you are, first of all, it's important for you. It's important for your life. It's important for the work and the purpose that God has put us on this earth. It's important as parents. It's important as big brothers. We don't want to get to that last place of life where, again, I don't have the health to enjoy the time. So we want to encourage everyone, make a commitment to do one thing, whatever it is that you can stick with. If it's going down to the basement and walking back upstairs twice a day, whatever that commitment is, make one health commitment today that you will follow through.
Couldn't said it any better, sir.
Man, I appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
Right.
Hopefully you guys can make the event. That's tomorrow. It's the bottom of the hour. It's time to show our sponsors some love. It's 2:29. You are watching Community Focus, seen on 103.7 to BM106, the Emoji app, YouTube, and everything you can think of. We'll catch you in a couple minutes. And welcome back to 103.7 to BM106, Emoji app, YouTube, you name it. Welcome back to Community Focus on this September. Man, I can't believe September.
I know. September already.
All right. We have a special guest today in-house.
All right. Will you join me in welcoming to the program today, Ms. Alzada?
Yes.
Alzada Wright, New Beginnings. House. Welcome. Good to have you on. Have you been here before?
Not in this capacity.
Okay.
Like this.
Doing something else. Okay. Well,
yes.
We're glad to have you in this capacity today. Tell people a little bit about yourself and what you do in the community.
Well, my name is Alzada Wright. I am working with in my organization called New Beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
We service and mentor and support pregnant homeless teens here in
mm-hmm.
Muskegon County.
Bless your heart.
Between the ages of 13 and 19, maybe 20-ish,
mm-hmm.
depending on which stage they're at.
Okay.
So, about me, I'm kind of plain. I like to sit in the background. This
mm-hmm.
is making me come to the forefront,
okay.
which I'm uncomfortable with at times.
Okay.
But I'm enjoying this ride thus far. So.
Okay.
I have 7 children, 12 grandchildren, been married 26 years, to James Wright.
All right.
Okay.
So be fruitful and multiply. Y'all took that very seriously.
Okay.
So, yeah, and like I said, I'm really probably plain. I'm just really an ordinary person.
Okay.
You're being very humble. What made you decide to tackle a situation that people would like to ignore?
I have always had this vision, this goal down in it, deep in my soul. As a child, my initial reaction was when I wanted to do this, well, of course, God gave it to me, first of all.
Amen.
Because anybody who want to work in this kind of capacity, you have to have a heart.
Yeah.
And if you don't have love, it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Because teenagers, as you know, they know when you're real.
Yes.
They know when you're faking.
Mm-hmm.
They know when you're serious.
Right.
And so God gave it to me. And I have always wanted to work with children. And after my training in social work, I graduated from Grand Valley, by the way.
Okay.
Okay.
I found out that I didn't want to work for DHS because that was my goal.
Sure.
Let's get the social work degree.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to work for DHS because then I can help all these kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't happen that way. I made a complete U-turn and started working with geriatrics.
Okay.
Okay.
And I enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
But I still had that down on the inside, wanting to help the children.
Okay.
So in order to help kids and babies, who do you have to help? The mom.
Moms.
The parent.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if we want to get our kids to a level of where they can be self-sufficient.
Okay.
And be a good, productive citizen of whatever county or state they live in.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have to start with that parent.
Yes.
And help them to achieve their goals. Then it'll trickle down to the kids.
Okay. So talk a little bit about what are you doing at New Beginnings and how do you get the young women that you work with?
So that's very interesting. I have a story for everything.
Okay.
So I started off with a support group because we don't have a transitional home yet. We're still waiting on that.
Okay.
Henceforth is the reason for the fundraiser.
Okay.
So I did the support group. No one was coming to the support group.
Mm-hmm.
It was at the church.
Okay.
I said, okay, Lord, what am I doing? I've been here 6 months. No one's coming.
Mm-hmm.
He told me to pivot, go to the schools.
Okay.
So at that point, I reached out to one school that I had some affiliation with, and they let me come in. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then that's when I started getting the girls.
Okay.
And talking to the girls. And building a rapport, because you know a lot of girls have been traumatized, they have been hurt,
mm-hmm.
they have had a lot of things happen in their lives. So me just coming in as a person that I am, we don't know you. I got to prove myself, sort of to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So it took some time to build that rapport.
Okay.
And so that's how I got it started. Okay. With it in the school system.
How important is it for us to not quickly judge somebody in their situation, but listen to their situation?
It's very important. I can only go by my experience before I became a social worker. Believe it or not, guys, I was a judgmental person. I used to say, why can't they raise their kids better? Or why can't they don't have to do this and that? After my experience with social work training and living a little bit longer here on this earth,
mm-hmm.
I realized it's just not that easy.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give people grace,
mm-hmm.
because people, and especially at this age, teenage years,
come on now.
Yes.
They're still going through their
yes.
issues and their things and growing up. Mm-hmm. And then you got a little baby or maybe have two that you're trying to raise, and
mm-hmm.
you still need some raising.
Yeah.
So you have to have some love, you got to have some patience, and you got to have time,
mm-hmm.
and you got to be genuine. Yeah.
You also have to slow things down because, you know, we're too busy speaking at these kids,
mm-hmm.
but we're not listening.
Yes.
And that takes time too, because we can listen, but are we really listening?
Okay.
So I had to train myself because I'm one that wants to help. if you tell me I ain't got no food, I'm going to quickly run and try to go get you some food. Mm-hmm. Instead, maybe I need to ask you, well, do you got money?
Mm-hmm.
Do you got, what do you have to bring to this instead of me solving it for you? Or you're not even asking me, and then I just run and just do it.
They don't have food, but food, not having food might not be the biggest problem. Yeah. Could be a money problem or something else, so you got to.
Right, but a lot of times I'm not the savior, but mm-hmm. God is using me. Like the other gentleman just said, God uses people to help people, and that's what it's about. Everyone helping. Open up your hands.
Yes.
Open up your heart and mm-hmm. help. And then it, and one do it, two do it, three do it. Now we got the community.
That's right.
Yes. And that's what it's about.
Okay. So you talked about a fundraiser event coming up. Tell us about that.
So Raise the Roof fundraiser mm-hmm. is, like I said in the beginning, we are wanting to secure housing
mm-hmm.
For a transitional home so that the job can be more effective.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to really say job, but so that it can be more effective. Right mm-hmm. now, I work with them, support them, take them where they need to go. All of this is on, of course, my dime. I'm mm-hmm. doing it, right? Mm-hmm. But then I let them go right back to where they came from. Mm-hmm. It's like starting back over again.
Yes.
So if we had a transitional home, house, it would be more concentrated. They can get that extra that they need. Some of the stuff that they need, they wouldn't even need it if they were under mm-hmm. New Beginnings transitional home.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes.
Okay. So the fundraiser is till
September 24th.
Okay, September 24th.
At 5:30 to 8, it's at Fenthal, the ballroom.
Okay.
We're going to have a live DJ. We have raffles, some really good raffles. So if y'all ain't doing anything, y'all need to come on down, okay?
All right.
It's going to be good. Okay. Silent auctions and cash bar. Everybody like the cash bar. Cash bar okay. and something to eat.
Okay. Tickets needed for this event? And
you don't have to buy a ticket. You can purchase it when you get there.
Okay.
But I did try to get everybody to, you know, hey, use the QR code and all of that. But I think more people like to just pay when they get there.
Yeah. They decide that day they're coming.
Yeah.
Okay. So how much are tickets?
Tickets are $45, or you can get a table of 8 for $350.
Okay.
Which is really cheap. $45, you'll spend that going out to eat with your
by yourself.
By yourself.
By yourself.
Hey, depend where you I like to go. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's a really good cause.
Mm-hmm.
We need the girls here in Muskegon County need everybody to show up and show them that we care about them. Show them that they're important. Show them that we don't want them to fall through the cracks. Show them that we care about their babies and their mental state and physical mm-hmm. state. I mean, it's so much.
Now, this first house, do you have a house in mind? Are you looking for a house? What are your plans?
Honestly, I was looking for maybe a home to be donated.
Mm-hmm.
If someone had a home that they're not using anymore, would like it to be used for ministry or whatever, or donate.
Come on, Muskegon. Come on, listen up.
Or, you know, I didn't want to purchase a home because now I'm locked in.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, God do it, and we need it, and we're waiting.
When we get people like yourself, when they're nonprofits, even business owners, we like to ask them about their vision, because we don't know who's listening out there that marries himself with your vision, or they mm-hmm. see it and want to support it. So, you know, don't feel shy. You know, you're looking for a home. You'd prefer to not buy it. But tell us a little bit more about your vision. You know, you get this transitional home. You know, whether the dollars in it or not, what's the vision you have?
So my vision is really big because it just starts with this first home.
Mm-hmm.
I envision seeing a great big building, where we have the community come in and, mm-hmm. and teach the life skills mm-hmm. that we need, get the counselors in, talk about prevention. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, we want to prevent more kids from coming
if
you're not ready. Yes. You know, if you're being uh-huh. ready means being married.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Hello. Hello.
And so these are some of the things that is a vision, but the big goal is to have a farm.
Okay.
I want to go back to the basics.
Mm-hmm.
I want to teach them gardening skills.
Mm-hmm.
I want to teach them, hey, we can make our own food from scratch. All the stuff that we're eating now is not good for us.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to teach that, but we can do that in a farm area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's do some gardening. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, let's work with the animals.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's give back.
Okay.
So that's my big goal. That's my big vision.
All right.
And then I want to see them give back to pull some other girl up, because this is something that's going is prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
yes.
They can help someone up and tell their story.
That's
about
good.
How they got the support.
Mm-hmm.
When they were at that age and they can make it through.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So that's what we're all about here.
Man, this is a good show because people preaching good. I
yes,
know.
Yeah.
I was about to pass
we
the plate.
Sit back and let them preach.
Yeah, let them preach.
We just want Muskegon community to be the best community it can possibly be.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that working with this generation,
mm-hmm.
We can do it. Even if we just get one family to break that generational curses and
come
generational dysfunction.
Come on now.
We're doing 100.
Yes.
By one, just
mm-hmm.
one family.
Yes.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we want to curb teen alcoholism, substance abuse,
mm-hmm.
domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
These things, these kids just don't learn that all of a sudden. This
mm-hmm.
is deep down in the home from
mm-hmm.
generation to generation to
mm-hmm.
generation,
yeah.
and it continues to perpetuate. But we have to stop it some kind of way.
Now, and it's funny because what you just mentioned, excuse me, that you mentioned, we're all number one. Muskegon is number one. We're number one in all these negative
yes.
STDs. We're number one in pregnancies. We're number one in drug.
Mm-hmm.
We're number one in diabetes.
Full security.
Full
yes.
security. Muskegon is number one in all these things.
Yes, we are. And that's sad because we're not that big.
Mm-hmm.
In Michigan. And we have the highest rate in teen pregnancy, too. Versus Michigan,
mm-hmm.
the state of Michigan.
Wow.
So it's a work that need to be done. One
yes.
person just can't do it, but,
no.
you know, we need everybody. I need everybody. You know, I need partners to come on and join with me. Hey,
mm-hmm.
and we do have partners here that care
mm-hmm.
and people who care, but, you know, everybody can't just do those teens like I do.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Talk about support you've gotten from your family and other people as you've started out on this venture?
So my family is very supportive. They back me up. And my kids are starting to get jealous now because they're like, what about our time?
Yeah.
You're spending more time with them than us. And my grandson is like, oh, are you going with those pregnant mamas today? And I'm like, I'm going to be with my moms today. I'll see you later. But Granny, are you going to cook? Well, you know, so I have to find a balance
yes.
here. But they're very supportive. Muskegon Pregnancy Services are very supportive because
okay.
we go hand in hand.
Okay.
I have a lot of support from the community.
Okay.
Muskegon Public Health are partners with me as
good.
Well. And, I mean, I feel the love.
No, oh, that's good. Good.
Which I needed.
Yes. Okay. It's a tough work. You say that. It's, you know, it's tough work. It's not always.
Yeah, this one.
Not always. It's not glamorous,
mm-hmm.
and you're put in more than you get out at times.
Yes.
What keeps you going? What gets you motivated those days when it seems like things aren't working and you don't have the things you have? What keeps you going?
Well, definitely, I know my first thing is gonna say my relationship with God.
Amen.
That's my
mm-hmm.
sustainer right there,
yes.
and I have had some times. Where I was just like, God, should I really be doing this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have this. I don't have the transit van. I don't have the people that I need to help.
Mm-hmm.
One person can't do it all. My board can't do it all. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We need everyone. And after I do that, then I'll cry. I'm a crier.
Mm-hmm.
But the crying is good tears because it releases. After I have that talk with Jesus and those tears come down, then I'm ready for some more.
Mm-hmm.
So then I get filled back up again.
Mm-hmm.
But I would lie if I tell you I have not cried before, and I have not got frustrated or overwhelmed.
It's good to lament. I mean, you know, he said he collects our tears and dates. He knows what we're going through. Okay. Yep. That's good.
But he wouldn't have given it to me if I couldn't make through.
Okay.
And so that keeps me going, too, knowing that he sent me on assignment. This is a mission, and I want to complete it.
Okay.
Give us a story. I know you can't use names and all that kind of stuff, but give us a story of, like, one girl that you're helping.
Okay. Okay, I'll give you this one. So I was working with a mom, 17, two children. One is less than two. The other one is 4 months, tube-fed baby. Special needs.
Mm.
The mom, I did everything I could to work with her. She wouldn't show up for her appointments. I would go to her home. She would not be ready. I mean, I'm doing everything I can. I finally got to the point where I had to say, if you don't want it, I can't make you want it. I can't make you do the things that you need to do to be a good parent or a better mom.
Mm-hmm.
She tells me she doesn't want to be a mom, that she just want to live her life and be free.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She tells me she wants to go out and party and live that scene. I don't have to tell you any more than that because you know what that all entails.
Yes.
So I was like, okay. I gave her something to do. She didn't do it, so therefore I stopped working with her. But in the midst of that, I asked God, God, if my goal is to help the babies, I don't feel comfortable just leaving the babies.
Mm-hmm.
Grandmother, we got to love our grandparents because they really hold us down. Grandmother stepped in, and I am now working with Grandma.
Okay.
So the kids are still... They're thriving. They're doing good.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, mom get it. When she's ready, I'm ready.
Okay.
You know, but right now, you know, she's just not at that that spot in her life right now.
Mm-hmm.
She haven't figured it out yet. But we will be here with our arms open wide for her when she comes back.
Okay.
Explain to people, because people will say, well, you know, they should be just smart and they should know better and all that kind of stuff. Stop it. Just stop it, because you don't know the situation that they've been in or going through or the trouble that they had in their past.
Yeah. A lot of my moms have been through, you can name it, molestation, abuse, verbal abuse, physical abuse. This is their norm. This is, you know, I may not, and sometimes I don't even understand the capacity of what they've been through because I didn't have to go through all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you grow up in a situation like that, that's your normal.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're trying to get out of that, it takes a while. And so it's a mind thing. So you have to kind of like be retrained all over to get out of that dysfunction. And that's why we have counselors and family therapists. Because it's so, everything in life, even your life and your life, everything goes back down to how you was raised, what you were taught, who was around you, what were you exposed to. And if you're exposed to a bunch of stuff, negativity, that's what you're going to have.
Yeah.
Which if it, intervention doesn't happen, it continues to the next generation.
Yeah. So how can we change? How can we change? Somebody got to step in, roll up their sleeves, and do the tough work.
As we say, somebody's got to be the first soldiers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So how many families are you currently working with now?
So this is really funny.
Probably changes from day to day, doesn't it?
It does change it because, remember, we're working with teenagers here.
Yes.
So all together, we have 35 girls that we're working with. I work with non-moms, and I work with my pregnant moms. So one day a week, I work with my moms that's pregnant. The next week, I work with the non-moms because they need help too. Mm-hmm. And we don't want them to be in a predicament where they got to become the mama.
Yes.
So we have, like I said, about 35 that we mentor, support, just talk to. Sometimes they just want someone to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they just don't say anything, and I'll say, just tell me, because I like to talk, as y'all can see. I will talk. Once I get started, I just start going and going mm-hmm. and going. But I'm talking about something.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I'll just do too much. And then I say, it's okay to tell me. I just want you to listen. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to say anything. I just want to hear it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
I just got to work it out. I just got to mm-hmm. say it
okay.
for them. And then they do that, and then they're okay, you know, until the next situation comes up.
Right. Now tell people that this is just not a Muskegon Heights or Muskegon problem. No. This is a Muskegon County problem.
Muskegon County. It's just not our African American girls. It's all girls, black, white, Hispanic, Native American. Because teenagers are teenagers. There's mm-hmm. nothing new under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Sex is sex. We know what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just not a black problem. This is a all problem because it's teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all been teenagers before.
Right.
And we know what teenagers do.
Right.
So, yeah. Although we are the highest, though, in teen pregnancy.
Wow.
So.
Wow. 255, tell us again about the activity. Shouts out to people that are helping you.
Yes, I really want to recognize the Community Foundation Fund of Byron and Sandy Benton. They are our gold level being builders. They have really put a lot of money to go for this fundraiser. So I just really want to shout them out. Not saying that our other sponsors are not equivalent to that, because I appreciate all of our mm-hmm. sponsors, but I really want to recognize them.
Okay, well, give us the event again and the date again.
The event is called Raise the Roof, the second annual Raise the Roof fundraiser, September 24th at the Frenthal, the ballroom at 5:30. Starts at 5:30. You can pay when you get there, or you can use the QR code. It should be. It's on my website, or you can go to mbthome.org and purchase them right there, too.
Now, speak it into existence now. Somebody's going to give you that home.
Somebody's going to give me a home. Somebody's going to give us a, not me. Let me, cause I'm always talking about me because I'm doing a lot. But somebody's going to give New Beginnings a home. Somebody's going to give New Beginnings a transit van, because we're using my Chevy Impala 2014 that I cannot put everybody in at one time. So we definitely need that, and I believe in God that he's going to touch someone, because he put me in this position. He's going to provide what I need, what New Beginnings need.
So you, dollars, van, house and stuff, if they need to get in touch with you, how do they get in touch with you?
They can get in contact with me at alzada.wright07@gmail.com.
Say it again.
Alzada, A-L-Z-A-D-A, .wright07@gmail.com.
Now, you said, and I want to, you have a board.
Yes, I do have a board.
Okay. Anything you want to say to them?
I love my board. My board is so nice, and I just love each and every last one. We're a small board. Mm-hmm. We are looking for more board members, and we are looking for parent mentors, because, like we said, one person can't do it all. My board, most of them work full-time jobs, so they can't do what I do,
mm-hmm.
you know. And sometimes they have the capacity to do things, but a lot of times they're at work. So I'm kind of like doing this, but they are very supportive, and they do help when they can.
Look at that camera
mm-hmm.
and speak to that girl that feels that she does not have any help.
My favorite word, listen, girl, you can do this. You're not alone. I am here. New Beginnings is here. If you need us, call us. 231-769-0705. No question is too dumb. You're not stupid and you're not crazy. But if you need that help and you need support, call us. And if we can help you, we will. If we can't, we will refer you to someone who can.
Wow. Wow. We are at the top hour. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
We've had a very interesting show. You know, we talked about, you know, tomorrow's event, and too often we wait for those, we wear those rest in peace shirts and lift those balloons, but we don't do anything about the situation. Number two, we here in Muskegon, we're number one in all these things, and it doesn't change. Yes. But it does change because of people like yourself that getting involved, and we encourage people that she can't do it by herself.
Yes.
She cannot do it by herself. Please get in touch with her. A lot of women and men, young men, mm-hmm. need help out there.
Yes.
And you are the answer. All right. That's our show for today. My brother, anything else?
Hey, you know what? It's Labor Day weekend, Monday. No, let's remember the people that work, you know, the union workers. We both got family union ties.
Yeah.
Take a day of rest and thank those people that have put in long, hard work.
Yeah. And remember what this country and who this country built.
Yes.
Enough on that. Listen, these organizations that we are blessed to bring onto this show, take advantage today.
Yes.
Get involved one way or another. If it's $5, $500, or you have that house, don't wait. Get involved today, and that's how I'm going to end the show. Take care of the District Community Focus. We'll see you next week. Happy Labor Day. God bless.